Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning and welcome to the Empowerment Place. This is your host, Valerie Burrell, thankful for another opportunity to come and share with you. This is I'm Using My Keys, and I'm certainly excited. Today we're talking about family love. This weekend I have been amongst a wonderful group of people who are not just people, they are my family. I've been at my family reunion with the descendants of Elizabeth Robinson here at Crystal City Marriott in Arlington, Virginia. And I'm grateful this morning to have with me one of my family members, a cousin, a new cousin, Robbie Chapman. Robbie, good morning and thank you for joining us.
Good morning, Pastor Burrell. May I call you Valerie?
You can.
All right.
You can. Thank you so much. Robbie was on the committee that aided in bringing this reunion together. And as I watched him interact and just listened to the things that he brought forth concerning our family, I just thought it appropriate that, Robbie, you share with us a little bit this morning. So we talked about family love. Give us a little bit of history, Robbie, about Elizabeth Robinson, the reason that we're all here today, and how family love got us to this family reunion.
Well, thank you, Cousin Valerie. Elizabeth Robinson is the matriarch of our family, and we began to note her accomplishments about 40 years ago. And in fact, our family has been getting together in a number of different ways over the past 40 years. Elizabeth Robinson is from King and Queen County, Virginia. And as you may have grown up in the South, it is not unusual for once a year for your home church to have homecoming.
Homecoming. Mm-hmm.
And during those homecoming services, it was very common for relatives far and wide to get together and celebrate the love for one another. And from that outgrowth of homecomings, we as a family began gathering within our family units to celebrate all the richness that Elizabeth Robinson and her union with Hansford Anderson brought to us and was infused in us throughout many generations.
Awesome.
You mentioned love. You mentioned love, and certainly love is what keeps us going. Relationships are based on love, and what better way to practice and share and develop that love with one another than through family?
I wholeheartedly agree with you. As I shared when we began, I don't know how to best phrase it, other than I was estranged, for lack of a better word, from much of my family as I grew up. I knew a little about my dad, and because my father didn't have siblings, that was closed. But then as we began to share just different things, and I think one thing that sort of sparked it for me was the article in GloClip a few months back written by another cousin, Philip Drummond, that gave information about the family. And when my father showed me that article and he said, "This is your great, great, great," and I was like, "What? What?" My interest. And he said, "Oh, and by the way, there's a family reunion." And I was like, "Dad, I've got to be there. I want to be there." And so when I got here, Robbie, I have to tell you, my first thing was like, "Oh, my God. All these people are related to me. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. This was amazing." But everybody that I encountered was friendly. No one gave you the cold shoulder. Everyone was embracing. And as I began to listen to the stories, as you said in our gathering, facts or folklore, as we began to hear the facts of the depth and the strength of our family, it was so empowering. We've talked about a lot of different things this weekend about moving forward, and especially speaking to the young people that were there so that they understand the significance of understanding your past in order to prepare you to launch into your future. Being a part of this family, Robbie, and learning all the great depth that we have and the knowledge about Elizabeth Robinson, how has that impacted your life?
Well, certainly our family tree is 8 generations long. We can go as far back as 1632 to a church in England. And what I've learned, I'm a 5th generation family member, and we're in a transition in the sense that a great foundation was laid by, as I mentioned, Elizabeth Robinson, who's our first generation, and the second and third generations. And as they have moved on to glory, it is now incumbent upon the 4th, 5th, and 6th generations to pick up the mantle and continue to nourish this rich family history. We talk about moving forward, and we have to move forward in a different way just because of societal differences. The 1st, 2nd, and 3rd generation family members all live in pretty much one geographical area. The 3rd generation began moving up and down the Middle Eastern Atlantic states. But now we find that our 6th and 7th generations are spread as far wide as California, Texas, Massachusetts. And those present different opportunities or challenges for us to maintain a connectedness. And so we are constantly seeking of different ways to not only learn about our family, stay connected. For we do believe that unless you know where you come from, you really don't know who you are. And so knowing where you come from is critical to knowing who you are. And since we are so dispersed geographically, and our numbers are indeed growing, that we have to seek different ways of reconnecting, and certainly family reunions on a periodic basis is sometimes the only way in which family far and wide connect. And it's very important because that's the only way that we continue to build the love amongst one another.
I wholeheartedly agree. Like you, I'm also a 5th generation, and I'm just looking at my daughters and my grandsons. I'm like, wow, there is so much legacy that's been laid for them that I know that I'll have to go back and share with them, maybe some even one-on-one, to remind them of where they come from. You know, on Empowerment Place, our motivation in ministry is to aid ones in knowing that despite where you come from, you can't allow that to dictate what your future is going to be. And so even when we look at Elizabeth Robinson and the diversity that she brought to life for us, that we have got to begin to embrace all lines, all cultures, all mindsets, because our blood goes deep and wide, and we are ones who embrace. You know, when I look at pictures from the past, can't really tell who they are based on the picture, but we know that we're family. Some of us are very fair complected, and others are not as. But we have the same blood, and we have the same history, and we still share that same love. So it is encouraging for those who are listening this morning who may not be a part of the Elizabeth Robinson family. You also got to know that you are part of a family that shares the same blood, that you are loved the same way that we're expressing and feeling love this weekend amongst family. You can experience that same type of love by being a part of the Kingdom family. So I am so encouraged and thankful for what I've experienced this weekend, and Robbie, really for what you brought to the table, even during our family facts and folklore, because you had so much enthusiasm and so much knowledge. So as you stated, we've been collecting data for over 40 years for our family. Your father, who had a wealth of knowledge, who do you think in our family you would pinpoint as the deepest well for our knowledge base?
Well, you know, that's a good question, because, you know, we have Elizabeth Robinson had 9 children that survived birth, and right now, of those 9, 7 branches are still alive and thriving. So you can imagine, among each of those 7 branches, there is a number of family historians. You just caught me at a time, Cousin Valerie, where I've been tutored over the past 2 years about our family history. So I'm clearly a newbie regarding family history. But you refer to an article that was in Glow Clips, which is the Gloucester newspaper, local newspaper, and it was written by Philip Drummond. And Drummond is one of the family names, as you know. And yes. Phil is one of the historians from the 4th generation of Elizabeth Robinson. And he himself has done a number of extensive research in various areas. But along with him, in the Robinson branch, you have Ken Robinson and Harold Lawson. You mentioned my father. My father was quoting from a hardback family album that was completed in the late 80s by the Robinson branch, headed up by Kenneth Robinson, Jimmy Randolph, who wasn't there this last night this weekend, and Harold Skip Lawson. And so there are a number of historians within the family that I rely on in my attempts to pass this information on to my fellow 5th generation family members and the 6th, 7th, and as you saw last night, we have 2 8th generation members.
Yes.
You know,
yes.
One of the advantages of this, and I'm really referring to, let's say, practical applications for our younger generation members, is that typically at some point in school, in their schooling, through a history class or a civic class, perhaps in middle school or high school, they're going to be given an assignment to talk about their family history and their family tree. So imagine if your son or daughter was able to complete that assignment covering 6 or 7 generations, all documented. That child will be looked on as an expert within his class. They'll probably get an A for that assignment. And imagine the type of confidence and self-esteem building that does for your son or daughter. So that's just one practical application of the benefits of learning your family history. It's a chance for us to write our own story, because as we know, if we don't write it, someone else will, and they may not write it the way we would have told the story.
I agree with you wholeheartedly. I think it is important. I started in 2008 doing my family tree, and as I began to unfold things, and I was like, Dad, and he was like, yeah, that sounds right, that's right. And I only got up to my great-grand, Delida, and I had stopped there. I didn't move forward and knowing about Elizabeth and Hansford Anderson, but that's where it all began. So, you know, when we look at those siblings and my grandfather, who was William Taliaferro, the son of Delida, who was the daughter of Elizabeth, there's just so much depth and so much strength in this family that I'm encouraged. I am thoroughly encouraged. And so, listening audience, again, I want to encourage you today that as you're going forth in this day and the next week or so, if you're not certain where you come from as far as your genealogy, take some time and do some research. Find out who your family is. Now, I know for some of us during this family reunion, we had a lot of questions because names were popping up, and it was a couple groups here and a couple groups there, and how did this group match with this group? And, you know, there's still some unresolved. But beyond that, it was true that we are still connected. So I want to encourage you, listening audience this morning, those who've called in and those who are online, get to know your family. Get to share the love that you feel. You know, for those of us who have children, we know what it's like to wake up and embrace our children, love on our children, love on our spouse. That's good. But beyond that, there's so much more out there waiting for each and every one of us to embrace and be a part of. So I, again, am thankful. Robbie, thankful for you and you sharing your time with us this morning. Thankful to the family reunion and all the descendants of Elizabeth Robinson who have strengthened and empowered my life this weekend and will continue in the days to come. Robbie, if there was something that you were going to share with someone about sharing family love and getting to know who you are and where you're from, what would you share with them this morning?
Well, I would ask them to reach down to their spiritual self and recognize that, as the scripture tells us, specifically in our Ten Commandments, that six of those Ten Commandments address the relationships that we have with one another.
Mm-hmm.
And they're difficult. That's why they're part of the Ten Commandments. And what better way than to hone those skills of relating love among one another than with family? As you observed this weekend, and as I observed this weekend, this whole effort amounts to what we call continuous learning. We always learn something new about each other. And
mm-hmm.
what we learn becomes a wealth of information that impacts us in ways we might not ever think about. And so I encourage everyone. We've heard about our networking opportunities from different career experiences, medical history that we have that we can share with one another. There's just so much to learn from knowing one another in a spirit of love that just cannot be replicated outside of the family. So I encourage the idea of learning your family deeply and broadly because they love you.
Yeah, they love you. Whether you know it or not, they love you. One thing we share on the Empowerment Place, I guess it's sort of our running motto, we encourage people every day to do something to empower yourself. And after you've been empowered, we ask that you take the responsibility to empower someone else. And I think that in that article written by Philip, and I was not really anxious. I was anxious when I got the call, but I was able to meet him on Thursday prior to coming to the family reunion. And he began to share at that time some of the richness of our family. And I was just like, wow, this is amazing stuff. But with that, you know, I think that Elizabeth Robinson, it said she was a woman before her time. And as I read that, I was like, wow, she was an empowerment agent. She was a change agent before her time, not realizing that here we are 5, 6, 7, and 8 generations later, the impact that she's playing on our lives. So I think she was the seed of empowerment for me. And as now I've learned more about who she is and more about who my family is, I will definitely be able to empower the generations that come behind me to strengthen them as they move further in life. Wow.
Well said,
this has been good.
And we certainly welcome you into the fold, and we look forward to many interactions with you and your offspring in the future.
Thank you so much, Robbie. Listeners, thank you so much for joining us this morning. Family love, it's important. It's paramount that we all love. We especially love our families. It's important to each of us that we know where we come from. As it relates to our family, our genealogy, but also as it relates, as you said, Robbie, spiritually, you've got to know where you come from. You've got to know what you're connected to because, again, as you know where you've come from, it will aid you in going forth in life. So, again, we thank you for joining us this morning. We pray, again, that as you go forward, you're going to do something to empower yourself today, and once you've been empowered, you're going to take the responsibility to empower someone else. We ask that you join us again next Sunday morning at 8 a.m. for another empowerment session as we are using our keys. God bless you all. Until next week.